Praise God. Open your Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 43. I want to just share just a brief word. We've got just a few minutes before we go off the air. And I want to say to all our friends in the radio audience, we love you. We can help you anyway here at Benson Grove. But I want to share a quick thought this morning. And I won't take time to read all our scripture. Isaiah chapter 43. I've been going through the book of Isaiah and sharing some things with you in the book of Isaiah. And we dealt with the first part of this chapter last week. But now notice verse number 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I've chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Now look at the next passage I want to show. Chapter 44, look at verse 8. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. He said, you're my witnesses. Now, we've studied about Israel. We'll look at Israel. And what he's saying to Israel is this. You're my witnesses. Now, we've studied their history. And if you read the text that I was going to read this morning, you know what he says? He said, I made you all these promises. I said I was going to do all these things. And what did you do? He said, you didn't keep up your end of the bargain. You didn't bring your sacrifices. You didn't worship. You didn't give. You were sorry a lot. You murmured and complained about everything. He said, but you're still my witnesses. You're still my witnesses. And he goes on and he says, I'm still God. I'm the only Savior. I'm the only one. You are my witnesses. They are not his witnesses because of what they did for him, but they are his witnesses because of what he's done for them. And today in Israel, there is a nation because of him. And that's a witness to our God. They witness to him, not because of their goodness, not because of their faithfulness, but because of his goodness. And I want to tell you right now, you are a witness. You don't have to make up your mind to be a witness. You don't have to decide to be a witness. You don't have to commit to be a witness. You are a witness, one or the other. You're a witness against him or you're a witness of him. My dear friend, there are folk identified with the church that are witnesses against him. When people see your spirit and your attitude and your carnality and your worldliness and your way of life, your lack of faithfulness to the word of God, your lack of concern for lost people, you're not having a burden for souls, you're a witness against the Lord. You bring a reproach on the name of Christ and you cause the community and folk around you to say, if that's what a Christian is, I don't want to be one. And if that's all that God can do, I don't want to be one. But let me say this to you. You are his witness. You're a witness. And I want to say to you this morning, I'm a witness. I thank God for our dear friends this morning that sang. They're a witness. I'm a witness. Can I say something to you this morning? I'm a witness, number one, of his redeeming grace. Praise God. I'm like Ron. I couldn't have sung that part of that song that Kyla wrote because, listen, I've lived a wicked life. But I want to tell you one thing. There's somebody who can save to the uttermost all that call upon him. I don't care where you've been, how deep you go, how far in sin you've gone, and what a wicked person you've ever been. I want to tell you, I'm a witness of his redeeming grace. God reached down and saved me. David said he brought me up out of a horrible pit and he set my feet on a solid rock. I'm a witness of redeeming grace. I was lost and on my way to hell, and I didn't go looking for him. Praise God, he came looking for me, and he found me in a little cotton mill town not far up the road, living in a four-room house with my mama. And God, the Holy Ghost arrested my heart, and God forgave me of all my sin, everything I'd ever done, everything I ever will do. Jesus Christ has already died for it, and it's a done deal. He saved me by his redeeming grace. I'm a witness of his redeeming grace. How many of you can say this morning, you're not ashamed of it, you're a witness of his redeeming grace? Praise God. I'm a witness this morning of his keeping power. He's kept that I've committed unto him. If it had been left up to me, I'd been out shining somewhere, gone forever. But thank God, I'm glad that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. And I'm glad that he which began a good work in me will perform it unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm witness of his keeping power. If I had to keep myself saved, I'd be in hell a long time ago. But thank God he's kept me. I'm a witness this morning of his keeping power. Here I am, 63 years old. I'm having the best time of my life because of His keeping power. If I was left to myself, I'd be a mess. But I'm witness this morning of His keeping power. Thank God for that. I'm witness this morning of His transforming power. God's done something in my heart and life, made me a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. And sitting around this building, there are many, many folk just like that. They're witnesses this morning of His transforming power. They don't have to say one word. They used to cuss. They used to rip. They used to rare. They used to take drugs. They used to drink. They were wicked, but God changed their life. And they don't have to say a word. You can look at them. They are witness of God's transforming power. And my dear friend, when God saves you, it makes a difference. I promise you it does. And if you hadn't changed, if your life hadn't changed, your spirit hadn't changed, your lifestyle hadn't changed, if you're not a brand new creature in Christ Jesus, you've never been born again by the grace of God. I'm witness this morning of His transforming power. I'm witness this morning. I want to testify to you. I'm a witness that He's faithful to all His promises. Boy, I love that song they just sang. I'm a witness of His promises. He's made so many promises to us. He's met all of our needs all these years. I don't have sense enough to get out of the rain. But God's a God of grace. God's been good to us and blessed us and taken care of us. And I thank Him for all of His promises. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, when you're going through the dark hours, He said, I'll be there with you. When you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, and when you go through those heartbreaking times, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I want to witness this morning that He keeps all of His promises. I'm a witness of His promise keeping. He's faithful. I'm a witness this morning of His loving chastening. I want to tell you, my dear friend, I've experienced that over the years. When I get out of line, step just a little bit out of line, God and the Holy Ghost would chasten me. And He said, if you be without chastisement, then are you bastards and not sons. If you can live like the devil, or if you can live a life of a hypocrite, or if you can live a life of compromise, and God the Holy Ghost doesn't deal with you, you're not saved. You're lost and on your way to hell. And every saint of God in here is a witness, your testimony of His chastening power and His loving kindness in dealing with you in corrective chastening. I'm a witness this morning. You're a witness of His redeeming grace. You're a witness of His keeping power. You're a witness of His transforming power. You're a witness of His faithful promises. But I want to say to you this morning, I'm a witness of the power of the indwelling Spirit of God. When God saved me, the Bible said He shed abroad in my heart the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that. We have Brother Tom Gillum. Brother Tom Gillum said he's not a people person. I'll tell you something. God's done a work in my heart and life, but He shed abroad in my heart the love of God for folk. And I thank God for that. I'm glad He put a love in my heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love Him this morning with all my heart, mind, and soul. God did that. That's not me. That's God. When I see people that don't love God's people, they don't love the Word of God. They don't love the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't love the things of God. And they don't love the souls of lost men. My dear friend, it just tells me one thing. They're not a witness of Him, because when you get saved, you're a witness of His love. The Holy Spirit of God sheds His love abroad in your heart. But can I say to you this morning, I'm witness of that hope that goes beyond the grave. I'm a witness of that. I'm going to tell you right now, this morning, Brother Burke has had surgery probably already. We didn't mention at the beginning of the service, Brother Burke fell in the hospital last night, broke his hip. Already had him scheduled to do a pacemaker. They were going to do the pacemaker, and we don't know yet what they're going to do about the hip, but you pray for him. But you know, Brother Burke is laying there in the hospital, faithful to God all these years, 80-something years he served God. But you know, there's a hope inside of him. He has a hope in him. He believes he's going to get up and serve God. He believes he's going to keep on being faithful to the Lord, and I believe he will. But you know, for all of us who've been saved, there's something in us. When our loved ones die, we don't sorrow as those who have no hope. We've got a hope in us. It's already in us. I'm a witness to that hope, that God's got to put a hope in us. We who know the Lord Jesus Christ are hopeful people. We believe with all of our heart that God's going to bless. We believe with all the heart that God does bless, and that all things do work together for good to them that love the Lord, those who are called according to His purpose. And whatever you're going through right now, you're a witness of that hope that's in you. You're not down. You're not despondent. You're not cast down. You have that hopeful personality, that hopeful heart. But my dear friend, God put a hope in us beyond this grave. God, listen, the worst thing in the world could happen to you is not death. The worst thing in the world happened to you would be die and go to hell. That's the worst thing that happened to you. I'm telling you right now, more and more I live in this world, I think the best thing could happen to us would be death, to leave this world behind. One of my favorite little passages is Dr. Bobby Carden's in the book of Revelation, and he said, and there was no more. Boy, that little phrase got in Dr. Bobby Carden's heart some time back, and he had a spell. No more. It says no more pain and no more tears and no more sorrow and no more sadness and no more the problems of this world. And my dear friend, God the Holy Ghost put that in us. I'm a witness, and you're a witness this morning of that hope that goes beyond the grave. But if you're not saved this morning, you don't have a bit of that hope. You don't have a bit of that hope. I'll ask you a question this morning. I don't have to ask you if you are a witness, because you are. You are a witness. You don't have to say a word. You are a witness. Do you witness the redeeming grace of God? Do you witness the keeping power of God? Do you witness the transforming power of God? Do you witness the love implanted in your heart by the purpose of coming of the Holy Ghost of God into your life? Do you witness the faithful chastening of our Lord? And do you witness in your heart that hope beyond the grave, because God's done something for you that man couldn't do? He forgave you of all your sin, gave your life eternal, and you're on your way to heaven. Do you have that this morning? If you don't have that, I want you to have it. I want you to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord. This morning, I tell you, God spoke to my heart, and through the music and the singing and through the dedication of Zachary this morning, and all, everything has just kind of worked together. God, the Holy Ghost working. But I want to give you something this morning. You can leave here just as empty as you came, or you can leave here full of God. God's people can repent and get right with Him. If you'll get right with Him this morning, I mean, just get right. You say you're saved, well, get right with God then. Confess your sin. Get in this altar and get right with God. Leave here, right relationship with. He said, if you'll confess your sins, He's faithful and just, forgiving to cleanse you from all unright. You can leave here with a joy unspeakable, full of glory in your heart. Leave here with the presence and power of God in your heart. Don't leave here a backslid Christian. Don't leave here a lost person. Don't leave here like you came lost. How did I get saved? How did anybody get saved? They came to the Savior. Came to the Savior, trust to the Lord Jesus Christ. And my dear friend, this morning, if you will turn from your sin and turn to the Savior, He'll give you everlasting life.